The Park City Education Foundation has awarded special grants to specific teachers for years. It's the foundation's way of encouraging teachers to dream big in an otherwise tight school district budget. The process for deciding on which teachers get grants is a difficult one, says Jen Billow of the Park City Education Foundation. The process began many months ago when grant applications went through the vetting process.
And this huge, great committee run by Lynn and Dirk vets them. We talk about them. We argue over them and then make the recommendations. And then our board approved yesterday.
Billow says it's like seeing the future because the teachers bring their ideas, which in turn can become long-lasting district programs.
What the teachers ask for and want, they're at the ground level. And a lot of times it's exciting. You'll see this classroom initiative turn into a district-wide initiative. So that's why we love teacher grants.
The Education Foundation had about $50,000 to give, says Lynn Sear, co-chair of the Teacher Grant Committee. Teachers submitted some 34 grants, asking for a total of about $225,000.
We had $50,000 to give away, and we gave away just about $50,000. Some of the other grants that didn't meet quite the teacher grant criteria will be moved on to our site grants, our school grants, where there's more money in the pot. They're sort of bigger asks. They don't quite fit in the teacher mode. Others, we're going to look for funding maybe in the community, maybe through PTOs, community councils. But that's part of our charge, too, is to help these teachers if they have a great idea. Find the funding somewhere so we can get these initiatives up and running.
Sears says teachers at every school in the district were awarded grants. She says a few of the programs are unique. One of those is a new program at Trailside Elementary.
They're doing sort of a mini author in residence where the kids will meet a local illustrator and a writer, and then the kids will work with them and publish their own book. So it's a pretty exciting program that'll probably take place over the course of the year.
Then a grant was awarded for a pilot program at Ecker Hill Middle School called Gen Yes. It will turn students into their very own IT department to help teachers and parents who have not grown up in a digital generation.
The kids will work with an established curriculum, learn how to help teachers with technology. And I think it's a great fit because we all know our kids are well more versed in technology than we are. The kids will work with the teachers and eventually become the help desk for the IT department at the school. They'll be the first line of defense for teachers, students, and parents who don't understand the technology.
In another technology grant, a 3D printer will come to Park City High School.
And there are probably five teachers in line with projects and ideas on how they want to use this printer. So I'm excited to see that in use.
Some of the grants in the district have resulted in significant district-wide programs, says Billow, like the dual immersion language program, robotics, and a program that grew out of a request for a video game years ago.
Sam Thompson years ago asking for a Nintendo for use in math class, which we thought was crazy. Who would ever do that? And Lynn firmly believes that that has actually led to our one-to-one laptop initiative because that was sort of the first technology. So there are several things that do turn into district-wide initiatives that the teachers, you know, bring to the forefront, I think.
That's Jen Billow and Lynn Sear from the Park City Education Foundation. I'm Lynn Ware-Peak, KPCW News.